Okay, good evening, everyone. We are continuing our Halacha Gems learning in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer, Simin Tuf, Pei Tes. Invariably, and almost predictably at this point now, one wonders, what is my Nusach? What is the correct way to count Sfiras HaOmer? Now, of course, it goes without saying that what your custom is, what your Nusach that you're familiar with from your bias, from your childhood, from your Mesorah, that is your Nusach. Whether or not a person says La Omer, a person says Ba Omer, what does a person do? And as recently as last evening, a number of individuals asked me likewise again. Unsure, even if your custom is one way, maybe should I still say both? Now let's just begin with understanding, as the Piskei Tshuvos points out, he says, with regard to the Nuschos, Ba Omer, you should know, just the origin, Ba Omer is the Minhag Ashkenaz, and it's from the writings of the Gra. So if that's your orientation, so you say Ba'omer. Actually makes sense to say, what is it that you're going to celebrate on the 33rd day of the Omer? There's going to be the stomach, a barbecue, and some relaxing, obviously, of the Hinhagas of Avela. So what is it going to be? It's Lag Ba'omer. So that's many who follow this minhag of the Ashkenazim. We say Ba'omer. Now, La'omer, you should know, is Girsas HaRizal and the Shlo HaKadosh. Again, of course, there's a lot of others who follow those particulars, but suffice it to say here you just have a basic, the Gra, the Ashkenazim, the Shlo HaKadosh, and the Arizal, La and Ba. Now he says the following, which is very interesting. Even if it's your minhag, let's just say to say Ba, or even if it's your minhag just to say La, what difference does it make? He says, Yesh Shekosfu, there are those who write, Shenochon Lomer Shnehem. It's actually appropriate perhaps because, alright, so everyone should kind of be represented in how you count Sfiras HaOmer. I'm not saying everybody holds like this, but Yesh Omer, he brings down that there are those who say it's best for a person to say both, meaning Hayom Yom La Omer Vishuv, and then you would go back Lachsav La Omer Hayom Yom Ba Omer. Now, does it matter what order you would do? He actually mentions it first, say La and then Ba, but actually in the footnotes here in the Piskei Tshuvos, he actually quotes that this is the minhag of the Stipler Gaon, father of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Yeah, Rav Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, the Stipler Gaon. So he would, this is his minhag. But actually he says that he would do the opposite. First he would say, Hayom Yom blank Ba'omer, Vishuv Lachza Hayom Yom blank Ploni La'omer. Now does it make a difference? Lav Dafka. I guess where your origin is. But even if that's what you would choose to do, you don't have to do this, but this is certainly a custom that's mentioned. The Stipler Gaon would do this, and that's what he would say. First La blank Ba, then La. But here's one final thought. He says, "V'ha'ya omer she'elu achozer miyad." Those who would immediately say whatever it was that they didn't initially say, "Od hapam," another time, "Rak al tevas la omer," meaning you just say, not instead of saying "Hayom yom blank la omer," you just say you count the day ba omer, and they say right away after that la omer. You don't say the whole sentence. So he says, "Ein lozeh to'elis." It's as if it didn't happen. There's no medium for that to count. So if you're going to go back and follow this custom, as was the custom of the Stipler, many others were mentioned in the footnotes, you say Hayom Yom Ploni Ba'omer, and then you're going to say Hayom Yom Ploni La'omer. Not to count it with its number, with its numerics, just to simply say the name La, it's Shovel Eklum, it's as if it's nothing. I will stop here.